Today was the 100th anniversary of distinguished war veteran Henry Johnson's heroics in battle in France. In Albany's Washington Park, officials remembered the native Medal of Honor winner. Sergeant Henry Johnson enlisted in the all-black 369th Infantry Regiment, the Harlem Hellfighters. Sent overseas, Johnson suffered 21 wounds and rescued fellow soldier Needham Roberts while single-handedly repelling an enemy raid in France on May 15, 1918. At the Henry Johnson statue in Washington Park, Albany County Legislature Chairman Andrew Joyce paid tribute.
Johnson exposed himself to enemy fire to rescue his fellow Harlem Hellfighter. The Red Cap porter from Albany pulled out his last remaining weapon, a weighty bolo knife, and smashed it into the skull of a German, saving Robert's life and causing many of the remaining Germans to retreat. Henry Johnson killed four Germans and wounded an estimated 10 to 20 more that morning. He rescued his fellow soldier from the arms of the enemy and prevented the Germans from capturing intelligence and breaking through the line. Henry Johnson's actions led to President Theodore Roosevelt to call him one of the five bravest Americans to serve in World War I.
The day after the battle, Johnson received the French military's highest recognition, the Croix de Guerre. To mark the latest milestone, a longtime Albany coin dealer commissioned the striking of 500 commemorative coin-shaped medallions. In March, Ferris Coin kicked off a nationwide competition to design the obverse and reverse sides of the medal. Chris Costello's designs were chosen for both sides of the coin. Costello's artwork has appeared on 23 U.S. coins and medals, including one congressional gold medal. Michael Dozois owns Ferris Coin.
On the obverse, which is the front, that depicts Henry Johnson and the Argonne Forest, where the Battle of Henry Johnson took place. On the reverse of the coin is going to be a depiction of Albany City Hall. We're going to be making 500 one-ounce silver coins. 10 of them are going to be donated to the city of Albany, and the rest will be available for collectors.
After World War I, Johnson returned to Albany, where historians say he died destitute in 1929 at age 32. He is buried in Arlington National Cemetery. It wasn't until 1996 that Johnson was awarded the Purple Heart. He received the Distinguished Service Cross in 2002. In September 2014, New York Senator Chuck Schumer spearheaded a push that resulted in Johnson receiving a posthumous Congressional Medal of Honor. In June 2015, County Legislator Wanda Willingham.
There have been a total of 3,500 members of the armed forces who have received the Congressional Medal of Honor in 155 years, but only 89, or just 2%, have gone to African Americans, according to the Congressional Medal of Honor Society. Henry Johnson is one of those 89. He's also one of only three Albany County residents known to have received the Medal of Honor.
Johnson's Medal of Honor is on permanent display in Harlem, at the 369th Division Headquarters. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.